It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honour, and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to them. But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honour, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again he says, here am I, and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in the humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held by slavery by the fear of death. For surely it is not the angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. As I echo Jane's Happy New Year greetings to you, Happy New Year to you all. And it is good, isn't it, to come at the beginning of the year and worship God together. So today's talk has been given the title of Jesus' Incarnation and Holiness, with the Bible passage that Richard read to us. And so there's a picture here. Oh, it's a bit dark, but it would have been possibly quite dark, wouldn't it, in Bethlehem. They didn't have electric lights and all that sort of thing. So there's a picture to just remind us of the birth of Jesus. But what does incarnation mean? Well, one term I read was, it's the act of manifesting, or the state of being manifested in bodily form, especially human form. It's a Latin term which literally means the act of being made flesh. And some people today will believe when they in reincarnation, so they believe that whatever it is that you do in your current human or animal body will then come back to either bite you or improve you later in life. I don't believe that, I assure you. So incarnation is a word that is used in some ways. But when my two newest grandchildren were born, so that's the one on the right of a picture with two of them, and the one on the far right, Joshua and Isaac. When they were born, I have to say last year, when I was preparing this, I put this year, but I realise it's last year now, isn't it? When they were born, we said they'd been born. We didn't say, oh, Joshua has been incarnated, or Isaac has been incarnated. And in a month or so, we will celebrate Thomas's birthday, the one on the left. I have to mention all three in case it gets back to their parents that I favoured one or the other. And yet, you know, we don't say Happy Incarnation Day, do we? We say Happy Birthday. Yet in the Nicene Creed, we say this. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He became incarnate of the Virgin Mary. You can put the next slide up, Tony. Just, you can relax now for a little while. That stays there. The Christian understanding of what it means for Jesus to be incarnate is not just that he was born as a human being, but that he was God becoming flesh. And you know, I think this is possibly one of the most difficult concepts for us to get our heads around. I don't know about you, if you really, you know, at Christmas we sing lots of carols, we think about the baby in the manger, don't we? And we've got two babies in two mangers here, take your choice. But do we really think sometimes, wow, this is like incredible. My brain can't really take all this in. God becoming a little baby. When I hold my grandchildren, and we have had the joy of holding Isaac now, he is so little, he is so small. But you know, I think, wow, Jesus was as vulnerable. Jesus may not have been quite as small, but he was small, a little baby, and yet he was God. That's amazing. That's incredible. And so I think we find it really hard to get our heads around this, and it comes down, I believe, to the faith that the Holy Spirit implants in us. Logically, it seems impossible that Jesus could be fully human while at the same time being fully God. But you know, the angel said to Mary, didn't he, with God nothing is impossible. With God nothing is impossible. But why? Why would God do this? Why would he become human? And I want us just to look at five truths as we, hopefully they'll help us as we ponder Christ's incarnation, as we think about God becoming flesh. Firstly, that the incarnation was not the divine Son's beginning. But the virgin conception and the birth in Bethlehem doesn't mark the beginning of the Son of God. Rather, it marks the eternal Son entering physically into our world. And at Christmas we often read the verses from the beginning of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And later in that passage it says this, the Word, who with